Welcome to Wednesday Comics. To my right, AP18 himself, Alex, how you doing?
Hello, everybody. I'm doing well.
To my right, G-Dub himself, Garrett, how you doing?
Good.
Welcome to Wednesday Comics Podcast. My name is Marvin. Here to talk comic book related items, news in the comic book kind of realm. Very much a change in tone from 2 seconds ago. A little inside baseball, played a nice party song. It wasn't one that we enjoyed, as Garrett stated. What did you say, a 14-year-old's party?
Yep. I rounded down. If you're a believer, I round down. So
instead, I went super serious and creepy, and we're listening to the score for Annihilation. There you go. Timmer it down. Welcome to Wednesday Comics. As I stated before, comic book related items, everything you've ever thought of that has to do with comic books, we're going to talk about it. But everything, Alex, A to Z. All right? That's Alpha through Zorro. But before we get there, and I'm going to call the always hyped up to be on the show, Mr. K-Dub himself, the entertainment king from the entertainment capital of the world. Give this guy a ring. I do have a couple of stories we're going to talk to him about, and then we'll get to our book club, the final issue in our book club.
Hashtag guest host one. Did you play my theme right before?
No, we're waiting for you to get on, and I'll play them. That'll be our first thing that we do, and then we got two stories to talk about with you. I'll kick your ass out of here. I was just telling the people this. I'll kick your ass out of here. We're going to talk about a comic book book club. We're wrapping that up today, and then Garrett, I believe you have a choice.
Yep.
And then after that, we're going to talk about just what you've been reading recently, because I have something to say about a book I've been reading, or I've read. You can't say you're reading a series if it's just like the second one in, right? I guess you can say whatever you want.
I mean, sure.
I do it all the time.
But I probably found one of the worst scenes in a comic book from a writer that I enjoy. The dialogue during the scene, horrible. I need to talk.
Oh, you got to say what book. Just give a little taste. What's
people
the title,
have to stick around if they want to hear this.
But Corey won't know.
I'll tell Corey afterwards.
He wouldn't read it anyways.
Oh, snap.
Corey, I haven't listened to any of these. So the idea was for you that we would change the genre of these songs and see who wins out the day. Just random genres. I don't take any kind of, and I'm not trying to give somebody a shitty genre. I was going to give you reggae, but I decided against it because I think that would be cheating. Not that reggae is bad, but it's, you know, not going to be like it was last week. Same concept, one about the podcast and then one about you being the entertainment king. This week, for us, I chose a pirate sea shanty.
Perfect. Sounds about right.
So we'll see how that sounds. And then for Corey...
I feel like you could have gone reggae then as well for him.
And for Corey, this is the genre that they picked, Corey, is very, very specific. It is 70s rock, high energy electric guitar. So,
That's all the good ones.
That's a good one.
And that last one you had was called The Entertainment King. This one is called The King of Scoop. And ours is just called The Comic Book Show, it says. So,
don't mess that up with The King of Poop. They do sound a little like.
But as the winner of last week, Corey, you know, we can be impartial enough to tell you when ours is shit. Yours was better last week. So since you won the last week, do you want to listen to yours first or to listen to your second?
Let's go first, you know, because why save the best for last when you can start with the best?
All right. So remember how this AI works. You put in a prompt and then it's going to be two versions. They're kind of very similar. Usually one's faster than the other one. The lyrics generally like almost 100% the same, but every once in a while there might be an extra verse or something like that. So here's the first version of your song, The King of Scoop. In the city
where the lights shine bright, there's a man. Oh man, it already feels like a winner.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Damn, that was a banging tune.
You know, and I thought last week couldn't be beat. And
no, this one was fucking amazing.
So, Corey, I'm full of juice, bro. Winner. You're full of juice.
Corey, I'm going to give you the now. I'm adding a new wrinkle to the game. All right? To make this more game-like, do you keep that as your song and we move on, or do you give this up and the next one is going to be your song without hearing it?
Corey, you got to go
with this one. I can't give this one up. I don't know what the other one's going to be, but it just can't be as good.
All right, so for the record, this is his. He's locking in on his choice, and let's hear the one that he passed on.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I already know. I think I made the right choice.
Yeah, I would say too.
Let's get to the chorus and see.
Is this the ABBA version?
I was going to say the first one, though, I'm like, let's write a movie. I'm ready. My bio.
Damn.
All right, so Corey went with this one. Let's give us a little reminder.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's
this
good.
This is a banging tune right there.
There we go. The King of Scoop.
Hey, make sure to send these to our chat so you can hear me.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Definitely, you'll get this one.
Yeah, that just gives you a theme song. So I got the Frank Sinatra-ish vibe one for Monday. I'll alternate this one.
Marvin, our theme has to impress us because Corey's kicking our ass right now.
Listen.
And this is our show, and his theme is better than ours.
Well, that's because he has a lot to pull from. They use a lot of entertainment. It sounds like a rock song, all right? But I don't know. It's going to be hard to beat up this chorus. In the palm of his hand. All right, here we go.
I want a new shirt, the same one that we use, like the same picture for Corey at hashtag guess us one, but then under it, put he's got the juice. Because that's what it said in the lyrics. Actually,
now that I'm doing this on the iPad instead of my iPhone, it does give me the lyrics, actually, so I can actually tell you what it says. It does say he's got the news, he's got the juice, he can't lose, he's the talk of the town, the man in demand, Corey's got it all in the palm of his hand.
Damn. And juice that's means heroin, right?
No, when he's got the juice, I think that means when he had OJ in the back of the Bronco.
Damn.
If the gloves. Oh man, yeah, he just passed.
Yeah, he had the skill. Okay, there we go. So here's our first one. And remember the rules. We're gonna listen to it, and then I'll let you two pick if we keep it or pass. And if there's a discrepancy, I'll make the final call as the third person in this group. But I won't. If you both agree on something, we're going to go with you. But here's the first version. Once again, the Comic Book Show, it's called. It's a sea shanty pirate song.
Hey, sailing on the open sea, a podcast crew we be. Talking about them comic books for all the geeks to see. With mics in our hands and passion in our souls, we share the tales of heroes and villains and trolls. Batman, Spider-Man, and the X-Men too. We dissect their stories, see if they hold true. The art, the writing, the panels that we adore. We dive deep into the stories like never before. Yo! It's the Comic Book Show, a pirate podcast we roll, where the comics flow. Yo, we drink rum and dream of amazing adventures with every comic theme.
I can say I was definitely entertained by that.
I can say it was not awful.
So do you keep that one, or do you risk it and keep the next one?
I gotta say we stay with this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you traded a TV show, a kid's TV show intro for like a bar, a bar hymn that you would sing.
But Al, what's the next one's heavy metal though?
Yeah, but it's not gonna be heavy metal. It's still gonna be pirates. It's just gonna be faster, is my guess. This is pretty slow. We can hear the words. I think if you go too fast, it's all gonna get mumble jumbled together and not be good.
Let us not forget, since Corey brought it up, let us not forget.
Oh my god.
So we're gonna pass or we're gonna keep?
Al, I don't know, man. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I was feeling the sea shanty.
I say see what the next one is. Because I
are you what are you at, Al? Are you keeping it?
I would keep it. I mean, give Marvin in on this one then. Since
yeah,
we
no, do right. really if you guys split,
no deal for me.
If you guys are split, since Corey kept his, I'm gonna try something different. We're gonna pass. Now, Alex, now you have full range of the next one sucks so much.
I got a good feeling about
the this. Rest of the show. You can shit on us, but here we go.
Sailing on the open sea, a podcast crew we be. Talking about them comic books for all the geeks to see. With mics in our hands and passion in our souls. We share the tales of heroes and villains and trolls. Batman, Spider-Man, the X-Men too. We dissect their stories, see if they hold true. The arcs, the writing, the panels that we adore. We dive deep into the stories like never before. Yo ho, ho, it's the comic book show.
Much better. Much better.
That's like
but
gold.
Can I make a request for next week? Can we fucking ditch the pirates? Like, what's pirates got to do with us?
No. Yeah, obviously, I'll change it for the next week, but, you know.
My thing is that, do you think that one's better than the first one?
I don't think it's better than the first
one. Dude, it sounded way better than the first
one. Dude,
it sounded like Barney singing the song.
I was like, let's go.
It had a way better beat. The other one sounds like every sea shanty.
Yeah, it's a pirate song. That wasn't a sea shanty even. That was Michael Bublé singing us a song about us.
Oh, dude. I can go to sleep. Yeah. Thank you. No, not Michael Bublé. More like
Michael Bublé. I gotta go. If we're doing the shanties, we gotta go with the original.
I can't.
Well, yeah, we lost. So Corey, you're up. You'll be up too.
Oh, my God.
Listen, to be fair, yeah, we didn't take a chance against Corey. Corey's song was good.
Let's not forget.
Son of a.
I mean, if you want to play it, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Who's gonna write my movie, Marvin? Get your
God. Head.
God, it's so catchy.
I don't get how a guest host has a better theme than the show.
You know, I mean, I can't say this about Marvin and Alex, but Garrett, maybe we should try to be more entertaining.
Well, they take insult to that because we are three blind mice, and you can't have...
That's what you should do, three blind mice.
No, we need a better theme. We ditch the pirates. I don't know where. I don't know why they say yo ho. We read comics. You know, I'm like, come on.
Dude, what do you guys got a rum problem?
I love rum, but
it'd be Garrett. Yeah,
no. Close. We're getting closer.
I'm just two for two. I'm
hey,
just a
okay.
Guy.
So
nice.
I just figured out something on this tool. The first 2 weeks, I was picking stuff, you know, trying to think of what would be an interesting kind of song. But I just found there's a random button for random genres. So we'll do that for next week. Random.
Oh, God, Marvin, I want a good theme, man.
Please clip that and get that sent to me, because, I mean, that was even better than last week. So I just like, I mean, wow, what if next week's even better? It's like I couldn't handle it.
And we're all in three, so we're...
No, we've only done two songs.
No, first week, Al, that's... Come on, use your fingers. What?
That's 2 weeks, bro.
Last week we had one theme, and then two this week. That's three, motherfuckers.
Well, I think you guys it's the same game.
What?
It's the same game.
Yeah, we're 0-3.
How are we 0-3? We've only played it two times.
Oh my god, Al, I can't.
Yeah, oh my god.
There was three different theme songs.
Pirate, not pirate.
What was the third one?
And Kids Bop.
That was the same one from last week.
It's the same lyrics, but it's different beats.
Hey, listen. Hey, look at the random one. Pick this. I mean, I'm going to disqualify this one right away. But I figure that we lost by so much. I got to do something to pick up the littles.
We're like fucking phase four of theme songs right now.
Yeah, we don't want to call you a mid-podcast. You better fix that right away.
Jesus.
The hell?
It might have been a mistake to play that.
Oh, man. That hurt.
Hey, you're at least you upgraded from a kid show. Now you're about a young teen.
Listen, this isn't Olivia Newton-John's 70s disco song.
Oh, my God.
How much books you've read that's had a troll in it? I'm just curious.
I know that, it does this. We share the tales of heroes and villains and trolls. So I mean, that's the third party, obviously, when you have heroes and villains, and then there's trolls, obviously.
Of course.
Yeah, those are three types of characters you can have. Resetting Mac here, Corey. We got news on some casting over at the Superman. We got Mom, Pa, Kent. We have
interesting choices, but I guess I haven't seen much of their work.
Yeah, so here's what I'll say. You know, the Jonathan Kent actor, you know how like when an older guy dates a younger person and it's like robbing the cradle? Well, that guy's robbing the grave, if you know what I mean. Like, whoa.
Well, Garrett, you know, you got to look at the half glass full, because I'm pretty sure that this, James Gunn interpretation won't tell his son to let a bus full of people drown to protect your secret.
That's true. That's true. You know, but they've
got that going for him.
As of right now, I don't see it. I don't see it. Like, he's way too young to have this old of folks. And maybe they're going back to like Christopher Reeve and like Lois and Clark kind of stage, where Ma and Pa Kent are a little bit on the older side.
Kent was like, a great grandpa in that movie. So he was like older than Uncle Ben.
Yeah. Oh, they were about the same age. Come on. Both died of heart conditions, if you know what I mean. But one got shot. Get it in the heart? Oh, fuck.
Corey, there was also some. We also see some other news, but I can't seem to find it on the Marvel side of things. But I can't find it. Do you remember any news that popped up
on the Marvel side of things? Yeah. Well, I saw a rumor, which doesn't really make sense, that they're going to bring Sydney Sweeney back to play Black Cat in the next Spider-Man movie.
I saw that too.
I was like, that's kind of messing with your own canon a little bit. Because I was always like the one partial, because there was talk like Anya Taylor-Joy playing Black Cat, which I'm like, oh, that would be stellar.
To be fair, I think Sweeney would make a fine Black Cat.
Oh, yeah, no, I think so as well. I just like, oh, I just picture.
Who was it originally that was cast as Felicity?
Yeah.
Felicity. Like in the Amazing Verse.
Yeah. Phyllis Yeah. Jones, right?
She was in that piece of shit Amazing Spider-Man too.
Oh, what was it called? What was her name?
What? Wasn't her name Felicity Jones? The actress?
Yeah. Oh, from Rogue One?
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's Felicity Jones.
No, the Black Cat's real name. I know
it. Yeah, we're talking about the actress, dumbass.
Felicia is the character. Felicity is the actress. They went for they won FNF, all right? Whatever it was. I thought she was a good choice, too. She kind of has... I haven't seen her really in anything recently. But, and that doesn't say much. I mean, I'm not watching... There's so much to watch right now, guys. There's so much to watch. And speaking of which, I've been watching the X-Men 97.
Hell yeah.
I haven't watched,
it's been really good.
I haven't watched the one from this week, but caught up all the way otherwise. And yes, the last episode was very good, and I didn't expect that kind of episode.
Right.
Number 5 was the best. I did watch this week's. This week's was okay.
So I talked with Scientist Sam because we watched it together. And we came to the conclusion that episode 5 is the best thing Marvel has done since Endgame.
Whoa. I've only seen episode 1, so I need to keep catching up.
Yeah, you need to catch up. That's why I've been trying to
catch up. I need to rewatch because, I mean, episode 1 was pretty bad.
I was keeping it vague because I wasn't sure entirely if you had caught up or not. But
Garrett, shut your filthy face.
Hey, have you seen Daredevil season 3?
No, because I heard it's
trash. Yep, shut your face.
No need to watch it.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude, you do.
Mistake.
This is not 100% comic related. Well, actually, they might have had some tie-ins, but I also am, I think, on the last or second to last episode of Fallout, and that is very, very good.
I've heard good things about that.
But otherwise,
for a second, I thought it was Borderlands.
Yeah.
And then I got sad that it was Fallout.
You know what? I'm watching it, and every once in a while, a vault opens, and I'm like, is this... Oh, yeah, this is Fallout. Because I keep thinking it's Borderlands 2. I don't know why. Maybe because I read... I think it's Entertainment Weekly had a story about Borderlands, this last issue. And when I see a costume design for Fallout, they kind of have very similar tones. So... was there anything else? I swear, Corey, there was some big ass news, and now we're gonna, you know, leave the segment without. I told you at the beginning, and I looked and I couldn't find it. But you know
I'm
what?
Checking the annals of Marvel news, about. And I don't see anything.
Hold on, let me just go. Oh, Transformers 1 trailer dropped today.
That was sick. That was sick.
What else was there? Nothing else I can really think
All
of.
All right, well, I guess instead we're gonna.
I got some Superman news.
Oh, hold on, before you get there.
I mean, okay. In a world of heroes, he's the toughest of them all. Clark's got a heart of gold, but his neck's about to fall. Flying through the skies, saving lives every day. But that mighty cape's weighing heavy, and he's starting to pay. With boulders for shoulders and muscles like steel, carries the weight of the world. But still he can't heal, his superpowers fading. He's feeling weak and frail, he's fighting through the pain, but he's losing the uphill trail.
What are you going under a tunnel?
Yeah, it sounds kind of hard to hear.
Yeah, man, I haven't really seen anything, you know?
Well, I was going to say on the DC side of things, animated wise, My Adventures with Superman season 2 is coming out soon.
That was it?
They haven't. That's it?
I thought we had Superman movie news. I want to play that song for some animation.
I tried to say it. You cut me off with that dopey song. Oh. And it didn't even talk about his neck pain when he flies.
Actually, it did.
What?
It said, in a world of heroes, he's the toughest of them all. Clark's got a heart of gold, but his neck's about to fall.
Why is his neck about to fall?
Garrett, because, you know, when he flies and his head is up when he flies, obviously he'd get neck pain. Obviously.
You know what?
Can take a bullet to the eye. but can't withstand just a little neck pain.
Right. And we know that always this...
Everybody gets cramps, okay?
We always know that the AI, for some reason, wants to do like one that sounds exactly like a robot and distorted, which I feel like that one kind of was. And then it always does one where it's crystal clear. So let's listen to that crystal clear one. In a world of heroes, he's the toughest of them all. Clark's got a hard goal, but his neck's about to fall. Flying through the skies, saving lives every day. But that mighty cape's weighing heavy, and he's starting to pay. With boulders for shoulders and muscles like steel, he carries the weight of the world. There you go. That one's better.
Way better.
Hey, Garrett, did you think about, you know, because like they're making a big deal about Rachel Brosnahan. I don't know if I'm saying her name right. You know, I'm curious. I think the direction they're going to go like Matrix Resurrections and totally neuter Superman and give Lois powers. Are you ready for that?
Oof. You just said a lot of horrible things in one sentence.
Like,
and yes, Matrix Superman Resurrections won't throw a punch. Was dog
shit.
He won't
even fly. He'll just like, it'll kind of be like, you know, Smallville, no flights, no tights, and then we just see Lois as a super.
Right, and then Clark is obviously feeling like he's kind of grounded, and he wants to travel the world. And meanwhile,
by foot.
Meanwhile, well, this song is playing in the background.
It is. I will say, to this point in the show, tonight sucks. Hmm. Tonight has sucked so hard. Bad theme songs, and even worse Superman theme.
Just play mine again. Make him feel better.
You're right. Here we go.
I can't enjoy it.
Damn it.
Why can't we have our theme to that?
Oh, you mean just change ours and put in 70s rock high energy electric guitar? Yeah, right, let's
try and ditch the pirates. Right. Try to eliminate whatever pirate line is in there.
You got it. Here we go. I can't see the genre when I go to make a song. So what was it again? 70s.
The 70s.
Rock. High energy rock.
High energy rock.
High energy. Okay. I guess that's it.
No pirates.
No pirates.
All right, well, let's give that a second to cook there. And while we do that, I'm going to go see what's coming. There's a movie coming out soon. May 10th is obviously Corey, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. You know,
that's right.
Got to keep that on the radar. Probably going to, you know, take some time before the movie starts and cry because we're not going to be able to embrace beforehand like we did last time. So,
I'm swiping your hand right as we speak.
Okay, so Corey's was... Oh, we forgot the electric guitar. It was 70s rock, high energy electric guitar. So now all we have is 70s rock, high energy. But it does also make... I didn't say this to you guys before, but when you make a song, it also makes album art for that song. And I probably should be sending you those too. For this one, it has three individuals with capes on. So we'll see what that means.
Oh. You should give it Corey's face. Let's see what it generates.
Dude, we've already heard that. Every day in the small town street, three friends meet, feeling incomplete. They're misfits, outsiders in plain sight. But within their hearts, they know what's right. They read their comics, dreaming of the sky in their imaginations.
Yep. So awful.
Great. Best one so far.
Fuck pirates.
I love it.
Basically, and Corey, if you've ever been on the show and played any of my games, Garrett knows that the rules do change as I see fit. And so we're going to add this wrinkle into this. Double or nothing. I'm giving you the chance to go three up. If you want us to keep that one, we're going to erase the old ones, keep that one, or play the one that I haven't played yet. You choose for us And then if we get a song that's, if the next one sounds good, then you don't get it. We go back to 2-0. But wait, does that make sense? Yeah.
No.
Am I making the choice or who's making the choice?
You make the choice. The choice
whether or not that song stays or
goes. Roll the dice. Play that next song. All right, song. Here we
go. God.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know what?
That's definitely the winner.
I think that one is the best.
What?
You didn't like it?
Dude, I like the last one way better.
Oh
really?
Fine. Yeah.
Dude, this was like if ABBA reunited after they split up for 10 years. Is there anything for, said, let's go one more
anything
time.
Anything with a voice, a melody. Garrett,
I was
kind
of thinking
ABBA.
Of Rocky 2 where they were singing
"You Know What, Corey?"
with all the kids.
This is against myself too, and I do recognize that, but because of Garrett's actions, I'm going to give you the point. You're going to go up 3-0. Okay.
He deserves it. He deserves it. His songs are way better than ours.
I was going to say that Corey didn't win because even his dog got excited during that song, and I think
I know you had to make a
no. It was making his ears dog. Bleed.
And I think it's
when I heard him bark, I assumed he hated that song.
Oh shit! I thought it was the other way. I thought he was into it.
Outside.
You know why? Because it wasn't a dog song, and if it was, you know, a dog genre, he would be with us.
He's already got one. Who let the dogs out?
Baja Men.
Yep. You know, I just think.
All right, Corey, we're gonna leave that in the background there.
All right, we just need Huey Lewis to write these, actually. So, is this me signing off now?
Yeah, then I'll pull the music up and you can hang up. We're going to end your segment. Where the people
go
where,
now or
no,
go
where,
away?
Where can the people find you?
They can find me on the Patreon Platinum tier. Again, avoid that bronze one. I think you're getting a discount. It looks like. Anyway, this is hashtag GuestHost1 signing off. Stay classy, San Francisco. And where's my juice?
Damn, that's a good point.
It's so good. We can't even touch it. It's like Icarus too close to the sun. We're just too far away.
Hashtag guest host one coming with us with a little of the old theme versus theme game and then also some stories about old people possibly getting heart attacks. So. hey, the guy that's playing Pa Kent, I was going to say this before, but I forgot, but I just remember now, played Pa Kent. Wasn't he in a different movie where he was like choking on food or something like that?
I don't know. He looks like the other singer in Tenacious D.
Yeah. Kyle Gass, but it's not him.
Yeah. It's
a different guy from that movie. Identity, I think it was called with my homeboy. Obviously.
Pruitt, Taylor Vince. Yes, he was an
Ray
identity.
Liotta, my homeboy. But oh, he was. Yep. Okay. Yep. There we go. On to the next segment. We have a book club.
Wednesday Comics League of Extraordinary Gentle People proudly present
Here Comes Daredevil, number 6, written by Mark Waid, art by Marcos Martin.
Boom. I thought this was a great issue, actually, to wrap up the 6. Daredevil, he was like peak Daredevil. Like, he was so badass. And my favorite scene is when he, like, pops up behind the lackeys bruising. I was like, that is so cool. Doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's very cool.
Especially since they were facing the water, that he still snuck up behind him.
Yeah.
It was good. I felt like there's a part where Bruiser looks like he was smaller than he was supposed to have been. Not like muscle mass, but height-wise, I thought in the first issue 5, he seemed taller or bigger. Yeah. Or maybe it was just beating the shit out of him. He just looks huge. I liked how Daredevil could hear his bones cracking under the weight and power that he has. It was good. It was a good issue. There's one part, I think it's when the weirdo bad guy is talking about all the 5 cartels that are there. And the explanation that he has to have is very wordy in that just one moment. But otherwise, very good issue. Makes me excited to continue to go on.
Yeah, and I thought the only part that I thought was like a little intense is like how mean Matt was to that guy that like fired the blind kid to save his life. He was like, yeah, you're going to be on the run from those 5 syndicate people. So you deserve it. It's just like, dude just tried to save the kid's life. Like, he's just like, yeah, eat mud, you know? Like, damn, you know, that's harsh. Yeah. I hope you have the worst life ever on the run. He's like, I didn't do it because he's blind. I do it because I like him and I don't want him to die. Like, that seemed very intense for me. But still, Daredevil action was great. Barely any Matt Murdock, because I guess that's what I've not really been enjoying in these 6 issues that much.
To be fair, you don't read a Daredevil book to read about Matt Murdock.
I do.
I do sometimes, but like this one's too goofy.
He's right my now. Favorite. I need to see him in new situations trying to pretend he's blind. So this final issue, as you guys said before, like, I think the art in this issue is a good in this specific issue. The writing I like, and I like the cohesiveness of it and being like a nice one issue fight. Obviously it's the second part of this fight, but there was a nice break in between. And then by the end of the issue, it's resolved, at least for this part of it. And then we can move on to the next one, which I actually kind of read ahead to the next one, even though I know it's not part of this book club anymore. But Paulo Rivera comes back, and I remember that I think it's like a one-shot, and it's a nice buffer between the last arc and this arc. But like, I was kind of looking at that issue, Alex, to go back and forth to see like what maybe Paulo does differently that you would enjoy more. And I saw it and I was like, okay, I guess maybe I just had forgotten. Like it became, they were kind of more than in the same, but then when I went back and looked, it looks a little bit, you know, muted. The colors are kind of muted. They're not as bright and a lot more detail in his line work where Marco Martini is kind of loose with it. So I look forward, as you stated too, Alex, to continue and see how much of it I can keep up with, because it's kind of, there's a lot of Daredevil I'm continue reading. Actually, we'll talk about this in the next segment, but there, we read one issue of Daredevil Born Again, and I've continued reading that too, and I think that's really great. Obviously, I'm going to see anything new, but I've read since we last talked about that issue 1. But either taste of Daredevil, for me at least, I enjoy. I just like that. I like the character, so. Maybe, I don't know if I ever said this officially on the show, but we know that he's a character I enjoy. But he might be more, I might enjoy more than Hal Jordan, I think. So,
really?
We'll see. I mean, also, he gives me comedy, too. So, gives me comedy. Garrett.
Yes.
What's going to be the choice for the next book club?
Well, I was thinking of something that I hope none of us have read. If you have, it's probably been a long time. You know, I'm sad that early May we're not getting those Marvel blockbusters like we should be. And I feel like this storyline I'm about to bring up, we've all talked about, but maybe again have not read. It is 12 issues, but my thoughts is we would read 2 issues a week, and that would be Secret Wars, the original Secret Wars, written by Jim Shooter with art by Mike Zeck and Bob Layton. So this is 1984, first Secret Wars. It's 12 issues, but 2 issues a week. And yeah, I just think like it would be fun to start off the summer with a nice superhero blockbuster and, you know, get excited about Marvel again. I mean, you got the Avengers, you got X-Men, you got the Fantastic Four all kind of working together to, you know, take on threat. And it might, I mean, it's going to be 80s comics, so that's going to be a little interesting, but I've never read it, so I don't know if you guys have, but I think it'd be fun.
I have not.
There you go. I think I started reading it a while back, but I don't know if I ever finished it. I can remember the beginning, especially the first issue, but I can't remember anything past that. So
nice. And it's on Hoopla. So
there we go.
Make it fun. Two issues a week.
What's the book club called?
Wednesday Comics, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, probably presents Secret Wars.
Gentle people.
I said gentle people. Is this the share version?
There you go. let's see if this one's better. In a world of pages where the heroes scream, where the comic crusaders live in our dream, batting villains with every issue we read, with power in our hands and thunder in our legs.
Oh, yeah. Barely hear it, but it's sounding great.
I understand it's probably hard for you guys to understand what they're saying, but I'll read you the chorus and then I'll read you the prompt I put in because it is an inside joke for the podcast. But comic crusaders forever will unite through the ink and color we unleash our might. Our book club's rockin', turning pages day and night, shooting ropes of friendship, our power shining bright.
Shooting rope.
I said make a 80s metal song about three friends who read comic books for a book club and shoot rope all day. So there we go.
That's fucking perfect. That made my night. And make sure you send that tonight.
I will send that one in. You know, the last part here has some more lyrics, but I think it's instrumental. And I don't know if you guys can hear the part. So when I send it over, make sure to, there's a little bit of
extra. Yeah, I heard like the drums and all that stuff. I was like, that's fucking bitching.
There we go. I want to talk about a couple books here and then and throw you guys away. If you have something to talk about, go ahead and throw it in there. But the book I was alluding to at the beginning is, have you guys read Ultimate Spider-Man 2?
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
There's a whole exchange in a Turkish spa thing, and I don't know what's up with that dialogue, if it's intentionally, but like everything's like a cliche in that scene. And I was like, this is Jonathan Hickman. What the fuck's going on here? Everything else, though, I thought it was fantastic. But that one scene almost made me stop reading that issue and give up on this. Like,
which part are you talking about?
Yeah, I'll go to the part here.
When Jameson and Ben are sitting in the
room.
I think part is I feel like we're supposed to be uncomfortable because they're uncomfortable together.
It's not even that. It's not a comfortableness or anything like that. It's what he's saying is so cliche and like cheesy. Here, where is it at? God damn it. It's headed, let's see here. Ultimate Spider. Ultimate Spider. Okay.
Okay, I see it. I had it over here.
Where is... How come it won't show me the issue I just read? Ultimate Spider. It's trying to hide itself because it doesn't want me to read off of what I've
I was thinking about it, and I've had a cup of coffee for breakfast every day for the past has to be 25 years. Yeah? Yeah. No apple juice. Okay. Sure, because you're not five. No orange juice. No plain glass of water and nothing to eat. Just coffee for 25 years. Do you think there's possible, is there any chance that it's bad for me? If I say yes, are you going to stop? Of course not. Then no, Jonah, I don't think it's bad for you. I knew it.
That's what, that part where he's like, if I say no, are you going to stop? And you're like, of course not. I was like, that's like, and then what's the last thing when he says, ready to get to work? And then Jonah says something.
Try and stop.
Yeah, you're right. It is a long scene. Okay. So here's Ben. So we got two guys in masks and no one knows who they are. One gets the front page, the other gets buried. And then J. Jonah is like, that's right. One's a distraction, the other's a story. And then they look at each other in the spa. And then Ben's like, want to get to work? And Jonah's like, yes, I do. We still need a name. I know. I'm working on it.
Oh, here he's like, there was another attempt on Fisk last night. He goes, go on. And it's like, okay. He like tried to piss me off in this scene. And he was like,
this time it came from inside the building.
So what, there's been three attempts in the last 3 weeks that we know of, and it's the same guy, unless there's more than one lunatic flying around in green armor blowing up stuff. Yeah, same guy. And it's like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, is this like
okay, besides that scene, the series has been pretty good.
No, it is. I know, it's just that one scene, but that scene gave me such flashbacks of like the thing that plagued Marvel. And like where they, you know, got Joss in there and they started making comedic tone to their stuff. And it's like, just fucking respond. Like, have we known Uncle Ben to be, I guess he's supposed to be like, I guess Peter also quips, but really, I don't think.
But that's not Uncle Ben, is that? Isn't that Ben Elrich? Ulrich?
No, that was Ben Parker, isn't it?
That's Ben Parker.
Yeah, it's Ben Parker. In this universe,
that's the whole point is that May died.
Yeah. I just find they're trying to write him like Peter Parker, but I don't think he's ever been depicted as being like the same guy as his nephew. You know what I mean? They've always been like kind of opposite of each other, and then Ben puts knowledge onto Peter that, but the goofy side of him is not the Ben part. The serious part is that's Ben. So I just find it weird that he's making him this jokey guy, and then you have JJ over there being like almost kind of dumbish, like compared to Ben. But he's also like, I'm never going to stop this. Like you said, I've only had coffee and this, and it's just like, okay. I don't know. It was just that one scene, though. The rest of it was fantastic, I thought. I also that whole thing with his daughter in that scene, too, where he's explaining what he does and, like, trying to make her so she wasn't scared anymore, and then she made that spider drawing at the end. I think, it's shit like that. Like, that is the Hickman stuff that I love. It's like, him having a cliffhanger, but it's not real. It's like an emotional kind of cliffhanger on a character beat like that versus being like a whole plot point or something being revealed. And it's still a cliffhanger because you see that and it's calling back to that earlier scene in that book. And it kind of pulls at your heartstrings because his kid's making the drawing. And then you just know what's coming next, that he's going to use that as inspiration for his suit, because that's what she said earlier. Like, you should make something for your suit that's not just black. And, like, that's the reason why I would continue to read this. But that's why I said I looked twice at the credits. I was like, who's writing this dialogue? And what's going on here? Maybe he just, you know, I hope he wrote a good Spider-Man in Avengers and a good Peter in Avengers when he was doing that run. So I hope he doesn't feel like he has to overcompensate and make it a whole different tone of a book. So.
Oh, that made me go back to some other DC news with Ultimate Spider-Man. Scott Snyder announced that they're doing their version of like an Ultimate Universe, mm-hmm. and they're calling it Absolute. So they're going to do an Absolute Universe and redo all the origins for characters in the DC Universe.
I heard
that different than Black Label?
Yes.
I don't know if... Yeah, I would imagine
so. Well, Black Label is more like one-shots and things like that and like contained series. Where this would be an absolute line of books, and they're all within a different universe, but it's all that universe would be connected stories and stuff. Okay. It would almost be like an Earth One when they tried to do Earth One, where it was all connected in the Earth One universe, but that nearly took off. And how the old Ultimate Universe used to just be one universe where they told new stories in. And in that article, they stated that they wanted to do that to make it so that they would have more creative freedom working on those. They can still work on the characters, but they can at least do a little bit more with them since it's not really in the main continuity, and it would be its own thing. And I just hopefully... Here's the thing. You want them to mix it up in a way that is interesting and something we haven't seen before, but also you don't want them to completely change things because you have to have some sort of semblance of the character that you're really into in order to read that take on them. Or if it's an interesting take, you could take it differently too. But I just hope they don't do what they've... Like, I feel like Earth 1 was just to make it more realistic, and I don't think that necessarily is what they should be doing. Black Label's taking care of like those more mature kind of realistic stories. Like, do something crazy with this, I hope.
But yeah. The only thing with like Ultimate Universe and Marvel, they've always, not always, but in the past, they have mixed and matched. They've crossed over multiple times, and that's not fun either. If you're going to threaten this new, and now obviously this is years down the line, I'm sure we will get to that point where DC proper goes up against DC Absolute, and they're eventually either going to fake erase it, or they're going to have a civil war. I don't know. It's eventually going to be where good guys fight other good guys from a different world. And that's not always fun either. So I'd be a little concerned. How long is it going to stay Absolute before we cross swords with someone else?
Well, they've been doing that. I mean, DC already has a multiverse, so to speak. So that's why all the Crisis and Final Crisis and all that. So you're right. It'll probably happen someday, but I don't know. It would only be if they had like an X-Men problem where they have like 18 right. books that aren't selling.
I would say this too. Like if you're going to make a whole different line of books, we don't need like 20 of them. We don't even need like 15. Give me a solid like 6-7, which are like having different points of that universe. And then you can always, you know, have 2 years of one book and then it can fade into a different book if you want to try out different things. Or you can even, you know, have it so that you slowly introduce these books, but start at a level, like, understand this is going to take a while to build up a different world, and don't do what a lot of people do and just like throw a world out there and there's nothing to build off of because you haven't set the foundation for it yet, and then all we get is a lot of confusing mythology to like, which is a concern for Mr. Scott, right? For Mr. Scott Snyder, like, yeah, we don't want to wake second part of the Wake, right?
I'm just excited for him to come back to superhero comics, though.
Yeah, I'm saying let's get it's
been a hot second.
Like All-Star Batman, they tried with those All-Star books too. All-Star Batman, I think, was actually pretty good, and I enjoyed the stories, and it, you know, was a little bit different than the norm. But so let's take that and then maybe do something else. You know what? Let's see a different. I don't want it. Never mind. That was bad. I was about to give a bad suggestion. I'm not going to do it. But
I think like this is one of those things where if you're going to do Ultimate, maybe instead of it being Bruce, maybe you can make it Tim or you can make it Damian.
Ooh.
Branch out a little bit.
First off, you said two words. You gave two suggestions for who should be Batman. And you didn't say the right one. Dick Grayson. So.
Dick. But we've seen Dick, and Dick shows up in proper.
Listen, I see. So why not? Yeah, I know. I see Dick all the time. I'm just saying, and I've seen him all the time as Batman. Grayson. But I'm just saying, it feels like he wasn't given his due. He should have been, if they had the fucking balls over there at DC, and I'm talking to Mr. Dan DiDio, if he had the fucking balls, you know, what they would have done is actually killed off Bruce and made Dick the new Batman and just stuck with that. But they got to bring back Bruce because they feel that people aren't going to read Batman if it's not Bruce, but...
Dude, comics were incredible when Dick was Batman.
I'll say Dick Grayson Batman was phenomenal.
And I believe he was supposed to be Batman for a couple more years still, but then Dan DiDio's one's like, no, I'll bring Bruce back. And then right after that, almost as like punishment, he had fucking Dick Grayson shot in the head. So I always feel bad that he's a good character, but for some reason Dan DiDio hated him. So maybe now with an Absolute, you could do something different. You know, if it is somebody else, Alex, I will say next in line could be Tim. I would like to see that kind of take on a permanent kind of basis. That would be interesting too. But I think he's too much of an actual really great detective to be Batman. Like, I wouldn't mind a team book though. Like maybe there's no Batman book. Maybe there's just, you know, a Gotham book.
Oof. Gives a nice Gotham Central again. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I'm trying to continue my way through the Greg Rucka storyline where Commissioner Gordon gets shot, but they had very low standards for art back then, and it's very difficult to try and see if those faces. I mean, I'm asking, what was I doing at 2001 that I couldn't have, you know, shot over and drew some pages for these guys? But we'll see. Do you guys remember anything?
I mean, Transformers has been incredible. They just started a new arc last week, and it's like one of the best comics coming out right now. Like, I think that Duke and Cobra Commander, it's just so fresh because everything's over at Image now that it's like, it's so much fun. And like the stories are like interweaving a little bit, like not big things, but there's just like, it's like phases 1 through 3 of Marvel where it, like, you know, if you knew about something or noticed something, it made it a lot of fun. So it's kind of in that stage right now. Same team as Duo Powerbomb, which has been awesome.
For Duke and Commander?
I think for Transformers.
Okay. I was thinking Transformers too, but I was thinking Duke. We just mentioned them first.
Yeah, that's Joshua Williamson and somebody else.
Are you guys reading either the Ultimate, Black Panther, or X-Men?
Yeah, I'm reading all three.
Yep. I really enjoyed Ultimate X-Men number 1. Thought that was really well done, and it was not what I was expecting from the book. And then Ultimate Black Panther, I haven't read issue 2, but I have it. Issue 1 was phenomenal. Really excited for the character. I did catch up on Hunger and Dusk, the G. Willow Wilson book. That's really good. Where it's orcs and humans fighting together against an even bigger foe. That's a really good book. If you're looking, I think it's Black Dark Horse. IDW. It's something. It's not one of the main two. I'm almost caught up in Poison Ivy. Transformers has been really good. I think I'm missing one thing I've read and caught up. I Hate Fairyland. I caught up on that. That was really good. That's a lot of fun.
I know.
Yeah. I think I was just thinking of your comments on Ultimate X-Men. I do think it's interesting, and like, you know, they did a Peach Momoko, like she did her own interpretation of the X-Men before this. And so like, I think it's good, but I feel like it's kind of confusing for people that don't know the X-Men very well. Like, I wouldn't say.
Who's writing?
Peach Momoko. She's writing and drawing. Cause it's like, it's different characters with X-Men powers. Oh. Like, it's not the same. It's like takes place in, like, I don't know.
She's in Japan.
Yeah,
it's Japan. It's the girl who was, it's Armor that she's introducing us to, mm-hmm. which I liked, though. I liked that it wasn't, oh, here's Cyclops and Wolverine. It's, here's a character who doesn't know her powers yet and is now getting them.
Right.
We're actually going through some kid going through puberty, and when she almost gets hit by a car, that's when she turns into Armor.
That sounds interesting. Which I like. Like, there was, Jason Aaron did a good run on Wolverine and X-Men, and it kind of was more about the school and then them being teachers and then doing stuff later. So I might check that out. That wasn't one that was on my radar. I was going to read, I believe I do have, and I'm going to read Ultimate Black Panther, but I haven't gotten to it yet. But who's the writer again? I'm trying to remember.
For Ultimate Black Panther, I'm not sure. I can look it up quick.
I don't know. It was good, though. Like, it surprised me that it wasn't someone that I think I cared as much about.
Yeah, I think I know the writer, but that's why the reason I wanted to check it out.
It's Brian Edward Hill and Stefano Caselli.
Oh, right. The team that did and brought us over at DC Wildstorm. Wildstorm. Was it Wildstorm? Yeah. No, what's Wildstorm? No.
Wildstorm had Johnson Hunt as the. Wasn't Johnson Hunt or Hunt Johnson or something?
Hill wrote Batman and the Outsiders in 2018. He was working on a Killmonger series.
The Killmonger series was good. That 5-issue run.
Yeah.
No, nothing Wildstorm over there?
Not that I see.
No, I think you're right. What was the black guy's name? The side hustle. where he's going to take out.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I think it's. Yeah, it's a side, it's a spinoff of the book. Anyways, I don't know. He did this, some DC work, and then that Killmonger thing was another thing I was going to bring up. So I'm excited.
Looks like he's writing Blade right now as well.
Blade. That's my take on that. Same Blade, just like they say Slade in the Teen Titans Go to the Movies. That's all I read too. Brought to you by Rainbow Comics and Cards, rainbowcomicsandcards.com. I was in the store the other day checking out some things. Grabbed a couple of free previews. You know, got to keep the mind sharp of what's coming out. Otherwise, you miss out. Took a look around. You know, a lot of stuff in the store. And it's like that in Sioux Falls and Lincoln, Nebraska. All the things you want to have. You know, you walk in there, you're overwhelmed. My kids were wondering how much stuff they could get. And I said, oh, hold up here, hold up. I remember, you know, we're VIPs in here, but also checkbook still is normal. All right? Not getting any kind of discounts. That's not how it works over there. RaymondComicsandCars.com. I explained it to my kids, not to anybody in the store. So, RaymondComicsandCards.com. What happened? You guys still there?
Yeah, still here.
Oh. Just listening. Oh. Power Rangers, that's what it sounds like.
WednesdayComics.com, that's the website, go there. While you're there, subscribe to the podcast any way you want it. Spotify, I would recommend. Or just go to WednesdayComics.com, you can listen directly from the website. While you're there, click on the website button and go to the merch page and get yourself a nice beanie. I know summer's coming up, but the nights are chill. You need every once in a while, need a nice beanie to wear outside. So,
hey, question. I was going to see, can we get a baseball cap up in here or something?
Oh, maybe we should get one with these lyrics.
Hey, sailing on the open sea, a podcast crew we be. Talking about the
I thought you said you... Oh, no, you didn't like that one. You like the other one. Me and Alex like this one.
Books for all the geeks to see with mics in our hands.
There you go. You know what? That's very possible. I also am thinking about making a t-shirt on a very, very obscure quote from Jurassic Park. Let's see if you guys remember who says this. You guys want a soda or something? I was thinking about going to the vending machine, you know, because I had some salty and I want to get something kind of sweet, so... Who says that?
Dawson, we got Dawson here. What's his face?
Yeah. Nedry.
Oh, Nedry, there you go.
I will not get roped into another financial debate with you, Nedry. I don't blame people for their mistakes, but I sure ask that they own them. Or I forget what he says. Something like that. I watched it the other day, and we talked about it last week, so we need to talk about it again. But it's a very obscure quote, and if you know that quote, you know who... said it. So what was that for? Oh, merch page. You want a hat, so I'll put that on a hat for you. Garrett, send it right over there. There you go. You didn't say what kind of hat. You didn't say Wednesday Comics hat. You said just a hat.
Yeah, Wednesday Comics hat with that OG logo.
Oh, did you mean
baby.
The comic book show?
We're getting there, like 400 years later, then we're there.
There we go. Well, we sail the open seas, the podcast crew we be, talking about them comics for all the geeks to see. With mics in our hands and passion in our souls, we share the tales of heroes and villains and trolls. So for Wednesday Comics, my name is Marvin.
I'm Alex.
I'm Garrett.
Hey everyone, roll those open seas and keep turning those pages.
Batman, Spider-Man, and the X-Men too. We dissect their stories, see if they hold true. The art, the writing, the panels that we adore.